The action taken by the House Election Law Committee this week takes a middle ground approach on the state's voter ID law. The committee voted 11-7 to recommend passage of the bill that would roll back the next phase of the law set to take effect in September. Those new provisions eliminate certain forms of identification from being accepted at polling sites. They also require that voters without ID have their pictures taken before being able to cast a ballot. The state estimates it will cost roughly $81,000 to implement this next phase of the law. But the committee, by a vote of 10-6, also killed a bill that would repeal the state's voter ID law entirely. During testimony before the committee, supporters of voter ID objected to repealing the law completely before it has a chance to work. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.